بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A brother requested that I make a video giving advice to new Muslims, which is a very significant topic not only for those who may have recently converted to Islam, but also for those of us who might be in a situation where we find ourselves giving advice to a new Muslim. And due to the indispensable nature of this topic, it truly deserves an entire series of lectures in and of itself. However, for the sake of time, I've gathered three main points of advice for new Muslims to keep in mind as they begin practicing Islam. Number one, Islam is a lifelong journey between you and Allah. So if you're about to undertake an extensive journey, you need to know where you're going and what's the best way for you to personally get there. In other words, you need to plan your actions according to correct knowledge and understanding. Unfortunately, what many of us do when we first embrace Islam, instead of being led by proper understanding and information, we're overcome with emotion, which can lead us in the wrong direction. It's like all of a sudden deciding that you want to go on this journey. So you just immediately run outside, you hop in your car, you start driving, you're looking up directions on your phone, you're swerving, you're speeding, you just realized you missed your exit, you see that you need gas put in the car, you haven't changed the oil, you forgot your wallet. Before you know it, the police are behind you with their sirens on, you're swerving, you wreck your car. This sort of thing happens when you let your emotions get the best of you. We might convince ourselves, due to our extreme emotions, that through sheer tyranny of will, we are ready to go and undertake this journey immediately. But as a result, as time passes, when it's all said and done, once you reach a point where you actually have obtained some knowledge and wisdom, you'll see the true results of acting with such haste. Now, your car needs repairs. You have court dates, you owe money, you got injured. Now you have all these setbacks and it's going to take you even longer to reach your destination. Or perhaps the whole experience was so traumatic for you, you don't even want to travel anymore. And unfortunately, this is a pretty common occurrence when people embrace Islam. They're very zealous, they have very little knowledge, they say and do the wrong things, they get involved with the wrong people and situations, and then one day they realize, I've been going in the wrong direction all this time. And that can be a very tough situation to find yourself in. And some people, they even leave Islam altogether. This is a very sad reality. May Allah protect us. And unfortunately, something that also helps contribute to this is the fact that many of us Muslims, we will give directions to a new Muslim, even though we really have no idea how to truly help them get to their destination. And as a result, this new Muslim is now going in the wrong direction, getting lost, getting frustrated, and we're setting them up for failure. So new Muslims, keep this in mind. Islam is a lifelong journey between you and Allah. It's important to take your time. Don't feel like you have to take directions from everybody you come across, and don't let your emotions get the best of you, because those emotions must be accompanied by knowledge to truly benefit you. Point number two, everyone has their own unique situation in life. When it comes to practicing Islam, much of what you do and how you do it is going to depend on your own personal specific situation. So back to the lifelong journey analogy. If we have two different people setting out on a journey, one person is a rich, healthy Navy SEAL. He's a licensed pilot, has his own private jet. He has years of experience traveling all over the world. He knows dozens of languages. His journey is not going to be the same as somebody who's never traveled before. Someone with no money, who has serious health issues, doesn't even have a driver's license, never left their town. The Navy SEAL might be flying through the sky towards his destination before the other person even finishes packing his bags. And that's fine, because Allah is not going to judge them both the same, because their situations are not the same. A major problem that afflicts new Muslims, as well as Muslims in general, is we often don't take context into consideration simply because we're not knowledgeable enough to do so. It's very easy to read something and take it at face value, thinking that we understand it and that we have the correct opinion about something and how to apply it, but it takes real knowledge and experience to understand the context of what you're reading, the history, the proper way to implement it in a given situation. And when it comes to Islam, there's no doubt that context is important. So don't think that just because you read something, or just because some random person tells you something, that what they're saying applies to you and your specific situation. Everyone has their own unique situation in life, and the specific steps you take on your journey have to be catered to your situation. And finally, point number three, get your priorities straight. In Islam, there is a hierarchy of priorities, and this is of the utmost importance to understand. Throughout the Quran, time and time again, you'll find Allah relaying stories of the prophets to us. All of their stories were similar in that the first thing they would call to and their main priority was always Tawheed, monotheism, the command to worship Allah alone. They all went to their nations and said, "There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. He's the one that created you. He's the one that sustains you. He alone is the one that gives life and causes death. And He will be the one to resurrect all of us in the hereafter and judge us." Glad tidings to those who believe in their Lord and worship Him alone. They will be rewarded with eternal paradise. And a severe warning to those who reject and disbelieve in their Lord, for they will suffer a tremendous punishment. This is the number one priority in Islam, so as a new Muslim, this should be your main focus. Worship Allah alone and know that nothing else deserves to be worshipped. Allah is the creator, the sustainer, the manager of all that exists. He's the all-knowing, the all-powerful. To Him are all of the greatest names and attributes, and He has no partners. Get used to remembering this as much as you can, remembering Allah, thanking Allah, praising Allah. Worshipping Allah alone is the priority, and it will always be the priority. No matter how long you've been Muslim, this is always the main focus of Islam. After that, the next thing I'd like to encourage a new Muslim to focus on is the second pillar of Islam, which is praying. And I'd like to, at the same time, accompany praying with being good to your parents. And the reason I mention those two simultaneously is for two reasons. One, because the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us that the most beloved deeds to Allah are praying on time and being dutiful to one's parents. And number two, because praying is something that is going to take some time to learn, whereas being good to your parents is something that you can do immediately. So it's good to have something that you can implement immediately while you're working on doing something that's going to take some time. And understand that when it comes to learning how to pray, it's going to take some patience. Don't overburden yourself. Don't think you need to be able to recite everything perfectly in Arabic from day one. At the very least, just learn how to make wudu, wash yourself properly, so that you're in a state of purity in which you can pray, and get used to praying on time and going through the motions. Even if you're only saying Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah, take it step by step and progress gradually. The more you do it, the more easy it's going to be. And ultimately, you want to reach a point where you're learning the Arabic language and you're learning how to recite the Quran. And even as a new Muslim, if you only focus on these few things that I mentioned, Tawheed, praying, being good to your parents, and learning Arabic and Quran, this is going to be more than enough to completely fill your schedule. Obviously, there are three other pillars of Islam: fasting, zakat, and hajj. So you're going to want to familiarize yourself with the other pillars of Islam, and you're also going to want to try to make some good Muslim friends. But in conclusion, although this was very brief, I do believe that this is how a new Muslim should approach practicing Islam, based on both my own personal experience, as well as what I've learned over the years studying Islam in an academic setting. Inshallah, if you focus on what was mentioned in this video, then you can rest assured that you're going to be heading in the right direction. You won't be wasting your time, and you surely won't regret focusing on these priorities. Always remember that Allah guiding you to Islam, this is the greatest blessing that a person could get in this life. So always keep that in mind and thank Allah, be grateful to Allah, and know that Allah wants good for you. Allah does not burden somebody with more than they can bear. So take it step by step and keep those points in mind. Number one, Islam is a lifelong journey between you and Allah. Number two, everyone has their own unique situation in life. And number three, make sure you get your priorities straight. Allah knows best. May Allah guide us all to what's best. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.